very much. Thanks a lot. It's really beautiful to be out here tonight with you guys here in Minneapolis or even wherever we are. Wherever we are, it's great to be here. Last record that I put out last year, I put out a record called Real Animal. The album is not a biographical record. I was trying to tell the story of my musical life, really my life in general. It all began in San Antonio, Texas in 1951, where I was born. And it was there that first heard rock and roll on the radio. It was there that I first heard my father sing and my brothers play, you know. I come from a very large family. I was about 6 or 7 years old living in San Antonio. My parents told us we were going on a vacation to California to visit some relatives out there. And we went, we packed everything. Actually, we didn't pack much other than the kids and my grandma in the car, you know. And we went off to California. It was very kind of a Steinbeck trip, you know, in those days. And we never went back to Texas. We left everything behind, the horse and the dog and the toys and everything, you know. And we stayed in California, and that began my journey out west, I guess. You know, I lived in a little town called Huntington Beach, California. It was a surf capital of the world at that time, before Santa Cruz took over. And it was there that I really got my musical education, not only from my family, from my dad and my mom and my brothers, but there was a record store there and a club there. The club was called the Golden Bear. And in those days, there were these great series of folk clubs that had been around since the 50s that kind of lined up and down the coast there. And I saw everybody play from, you know, Jimmy Reed and Muddy Waters, Johnny Hooker, to, you know, Cheech and Chong. Saw everybody there. So, you know, Paul Butterfield Blues Band, the first time they came out. And so it was one of those places. It was a magical time for me. The girls were beautiful and the surf was good. I was a surfer, you know, and it was a good time. So I wanted to write about all of that, all of the things that influenced me, you know, all the records, all the bands and all the people that along the way. This song that Chuck, I must mention, I co-wrote this with Chuck Prophet. And writing this one here, we wanted to address the people who have influenced us who have passed on. We immediately thought of people like Ron Ashton of the Stooges, you know, we thought of, you know, all the different people who have influenced us along the way. You know, we started playing punk rock in San Francisco in 75, and there was a lot of drugs in that scene, and I lost a lot of really good friends. Not many of them are around. And so I wanted to write this song for them. And in particular, I want to sing this one tonight for a dear friend of mine who produced my first 3 albums. He was probably the best guitar player outside of David Polkenham I've ever heard. And he was from Fort Worth, Texas. His name was Stephen Bruton. He had played with Kris Kristofferson for 15 years. He played with Bonnie Raitt. He played with Bob Dylan, and really just a brother. One of those people that I've met who, if it wasn't for him, I never would have made a solo record, probably, you know. And so I owe him everything, and I want to sing this song tonight for him. It's called Sister Lost Soul. Thank you. you very much. Thanks a lot.